Shalom Uvracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We are learning Pel Yoitz and Sherman 266 on the topic of Goy, of how to deal with non-Jews when we are in Golos. This morning, we started the day, when I came in to give share this morning, with a Maisa with the Maral of Prague. And we said that in the year 1592, he went to the emperor. I forgot the emperor's name. It's already a couple hours ago since I saw it. And the emperor was very impressed with the Maral's erudition in mathematics and science and astronomy. And the Maral built a very nice, close relationship with the emperor. And it came very handy when there were anti-Semitic attacks and there were laws that were being enacted. And the Maral was able to speak with his friend, the emperor, to eradicate these laws. This is a nice segue for what the Pel Yoitz tells us. People have ties to the kings, to the government. They have to be very careful to deal with all non-Jews properly, pleasantly, because these high-ranking Jewish officials, what happens is that because of their position, they arouse, just by definition of being in a high position, they arouse the kinah, the jealousy. Ki techshachna that the non-Jews, they get jealous. As he says, Aloshin, their eyes are darkened when they see Jewish people in positions of authority. And if the Yid, the Jew, is in position of authority, will now deal harshly with these Shoinim, tia evrosim shmuro. Those who already have this anti-Semitism, those who already have this kinyan and jealousy towards the Jews, the evrosim, their hatred, will be everlasting. V'yunoikim v'yunoitrim kenachosh. They're going to keep that animosity burning inside. And they will plot to take revenge like a serpent, like a snake. You know how a snake attacks? Snake attacks, you don't see the snake. It goes quietly, before you know it, he pounces, he attacks. You think they're your friend, they stab you in the back. Because the day will come that the Yid will lose his authority, will lose his position of power. Then he becomes vulnerable. As the Mishnah tells us in Berki Yavis, and we have to know this very well, that's what the Pel Yoitz is imploring on us. There's no such thing as a person that doesn't have his time, his hour, his position of power and authority. Says Shlaim HaMelech on this point, Achagoyin zeh nemar b'yoyim toiv yet b'toiv v'yoyim ro. When things go well, won't you do good? And in time of misfortune, beware, be careful. Therefore, because the Shoinei Yisrael, and unfortunately there are many of them, are ready and looking for the opportunity to attack us, what should we do? Says the Pel Yoitz, what should we do to make sure we protect ourselves from our enemies who are looking to attack? We have Mitzvah Hashem, the Yontif of Purim approaching this Erev Shabbos. Today is Yud Adar. few more days is the Yontif of Purim. One of the mitzvahs hayoyim is Shalach Manos. Shalach Manos. So you say, well, like, do I really, am I really feeling bad? I mean, He has a mitzvah to do. You know, they say, how do you put together your list for Shalach Manos? So everybody, you write on the list, after you put all your whole list together, cross off that list, and the people you didn't have put on the list, yeah, that's who you should give Shalach Manos to. The people you didn't put on your first list, right? But everybody, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, you feel good. Especially if someone gives you a bottle of scotch, if you like scotch, right? If you like scotch, you appreciate, oh, you got a nice bottle of scotch. If you like the candy, the children, oh, they go crazy. It's mamish. It's Gan Eden. They'll trade this candy for that candy. Whatever it might be. Lemaisa, it works. Gifts work. That's why it's also to give a gift. That's not why, but Torah says also. Shaychan is also. Bribery is also. He says the Peloites, use that koyach, use that power. Give gifts to the goyim. Give them gifts. Ki ha-shoychad ya'aver ineyem, because bribery will blind their eyes of any of the faults and the complaints. Do it properly. Give respect. Listen to these beautiful words. U'kvar amir ha-chocham, lo yirba beinecha elif alof ma'ayivim, v'lo yimad beinecha oyivecha. He says, a wise man once said, don't let thousands upon thousands of friends seem like too many. Listen to the next one. And don't let one enemy that you create seem too insignificant. Ki oyev echad yochel harig lamelech, because one single enemy can kill the king himself. L'chein, therefore, shomer nafshi adorei shalom l'chol goy kotem egodol. Peloyid says, therefore, the vigilant person should try to make sure and be careful, even that one, what he might think is insignificant, little boyish boy. Ah, he's a little boy. It's not going to make a difference. No. As we learned earlier, he'll get older. In the same way, if you do chesed with him, and there are stories. We all know different stories of people, like I said off the record, I don't think it was on the recording, with these two little boys who moved into a neighborhood, and a certain Jewish lady gave them the cream cheese and jelly sandwiches. It's not my favorite type of food, but okay. Cream cheese and jelly, and she gave it to them. And they were so appreciative. One of them grew up, came this PhD in a certain who knows field, whatever it was. I forgot the names. Do research, you can find it. In conclusion on this topic, how should a person behave if non-Jews come and attack you? I wasn't sure. So I was just thinking, like, should we stop the share here? Should we finish? Let's just finish this piece here. But I want to tell you a story first. This story goes back around 22 years ago. I was walking with my wife and my daughter, my oldest at the time. She was a little baby, holding her in my arms. We were walking to my car. I lived in Flatbush. My wife was getting ready to go to work and drop off my daughter by the babysitter. I was going to go to yeshiva. Beautiful, nice, gorgeous day. I remember nice, sunny weather, warm. As we're getting closer to the car, I see my car was parked further down on Avenue I and 16th by the dead end. And it looked like to me someone's bending down and touching something near my tire. Maybe he dropped something. As we're walking closer and closer, the same fellow walked past us. We greeted each other. I said, good morning. Got a nod, fine. As I'm getting closer and closer to my car, I hear, psst. For those who can't hear on the recording, we heard the ear, my tires, plural, the back two tires going out. I quickly gave, without even thinking, gave my daughter to my wife and started running looking for that fellow who I saw him touching something near my tires. I made a left turn around the corner, disappeared. I run a little further to the corner. There was a security guard. He quickly puts away his newspaper. Security guard, okay? Gives me a big smile. Hi, how are you? Well, I'll tell you how I'm doing. I'm looking for somebody who just slashed my tires. Slashed your tires? What do you mean? I'm here all the time. I didn't see anything. Well, of course, he's in the booth over there. He doesn't see in the corner around in the street over there. We're looking. Finally, I figured out that man lives in my building. On the other side of my building, that's where he lives. Make a long story short, we call the police, all this. No, we can't get involved. I'm sure you'll hear a lot about police brutality. I'm like, what are you here for? I asked one of my rebbeim, said, "What? How should we noig with this?" He said as follows: if somebody is so brazen to slash your tires in broad daylight, stay away. He's a Meshugana. I think he was upset because I had the last spot near a legal spot. I think he parked right near the pump, the fire hydrant, and he got a ticket. So he took out his frustration on a car, which he felt he owns that spot on the street. I don't know. This is my deduction. I have no idea. I spoke to some other people. There's all they say, yeah, stay away from that person. Why am I sharing the story with you? People always like your stories. Because the Pelayoids tells us the same thing. The Pelayoid says, Va'afilu imagoi hikohu, oi cherfoi, oi gozloi, vichadoime, even if the non-Jew hits someone, or attacks him with words, or steals from him, or the like. The like means slashes your tires. And I want to tell you something. You're listening to the shir here. If you have a specific case, speak to your Rebbe. Speak to your Rav. But what does the Pelayoyes, our Rebbe, tell us to do? Yochoyf roishoy v'yizbo l'kaparis avoynes ki Hashem amaloy kalo. He says, accept it as kaparos for your personal avarus. And this is the way you have to live our life. These three words. Hashem, it's four words. Hashem amar loy kalel. That's a reference to Shimi ben Gera who cursed David HaMelech. And David HaMelech said, leave him alone. Don't go and kill him now. We're not getting into what David told Shlomo HaMelech at the end of his life. To take care of Shimi ben Gera. We're not getting into that. But at that moment, you accept it. Hashem said it should happen. Hashem Amalei Kalal. Rabbi Yisai, we have to repeat these words, these four words, on a daily basis. And when we mechazik ourselves, and when someone attacks us for something that we think, what in the world? Well, I didn't do anything. What are you screaming at me for? What are you attacking? Remind yourself, Hashem Omar Loi Kalal. Hashem said this person should attack you. And why? Because it's the medicine that we need, that bitter tasting medicine. The painful medicine. Like when they had to pull out the fluid from my knee when I would get that gout attack. That's painful. Or when I had that kidney stone. That's painful. And I'm sure whoever's listening had their own issues, Le'aleinu. And it's painful. Where'd that come from? Hashem Amar Leikala, Hashem said, that's what you need. So we have ties in Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. Hashem knows exactly what we need. Hashem knows exactly the medicine that's prescribed for Uri Greenspan. And that's how we have to accept it. He says, at that moment, there's a high madrigal now. Excuse me. He says, appreciate the misfortune that fell upon you with joy. Okay, that's a high madrigal. V'yoymar baruch shaloi asani goy. Now, don't make the bracha with Hashem's name. Say baruch shaloi asani goy. I don't treat people like that. Shaloi asani goy. But accept it that it's a kapara for your averus. As he already spoke about in the discussion about galus, that's the same concept over here. In conclusion, v'hakol lifimashu adam ulufumai the ikul amechosh. Everything has to be calculated as appropriate for each and individual to consider the reason and the scenario as to why something might have happened. V'afilu chshasha rechoika ki bevade im banu laniach shayoichlu gam ochol es kaspeinu. What he's telling us is that we have to protect ourselves even from the remote, far danger that the non-Jews, the goyim, who are coming to attack us, might consider. And that's why I want to tell you something. There's a personal discussion here. And you'll ask my children. I ask them to be careful when it's late at night not to make noise outside. And then you know what they like to point out to me? Abba, you hear that noise? You hear that noise that's coming from the neighbors? I said, let it come from the neighbors. Let it not come from us. Let it not come from us. Let it come from them. Rakol orom yase bedas yivroch miskoitet im goy kasha yuchol seis. Be very careful. Every wise man should follow the proper approach and to run away from any conflict with non-Jews, any physical conflict, run away. Don't think, oh, you're bigger, you're better, you're black belt 10 degrees. Jiu-jitsu and taekwondo and whatever. The captain of the wrestling team in college, that's irrelevant. The mindset should not be to show them how strong you are. V'yivachish rach meis Hashem yetzilei mei adam ro. Daven to Hashem. Hashem should save you from having to be involved with any of these people. V'yayoyev sholem v'roydev sholem v'mar b'shreim. This is the key. Oyev sholem. Run after peace. Smile to your neighbors. Smile to people. Thank the man behind the counter. Appreciate the work he's doing. Express it to him. And with this is the way we should live amongst the nations of the world. Try to be friendly with as many people as we can, with everyone. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring us the day, which becomes speedily in our times. V'yishkoin Yisrael betach al artzeinu. V'anachlas avisenu, kein hirotzoin b'mheir b'yameinu. Amen.